Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to Company Showcase.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim.
Larry, the markets in U.S. and Canada had over a 2% correction. Is that a concern to American Manganese?
It's a short-term concern, I think. The reality is we're in the right area. EV cars sales are going up, which means more batteries, which means more scraps, which means I think we got a great future. And we don't talk enough about the green aspect of that. The green aspect is that, you know, we return nothing to the environment. We have a closed-loop solution. It's been well-tested over a period of 5 years. And we're stepping up to the last hurrah. And I hope to have press release, maybe even with a little bit of a timeline on it, on next week. So we're helping the environment, and that's not, you don't see enough of that out there. All you see is that we're recycling batteries. Most people don't realize that they're going into a smelter, and, they don't have the complete solution. And some of the ones that do are still contaminating 5 to 10% of the environment by not being able to process the entire battery or the entire scrap material. So that's the one area I think that one of the areas that we lead in, aside from the recoveries and the purities of our product. So that's a great thing. And I don't think companies are getting enough credit for that, and certainly we're not. We've taken a beating on the market in the last, in the last couple of months, I guess. It's not a good feeling. I think in the last week I'm down $700,000, and that's not a good feeling. But I'm not worried about it. Somebody wrote me today and said, what can you do? Can you do a deal? Can you do something fast? Can you do this? Can you do that? Things happen as they happen, and I don't have a crystal ball. I feel like there's potentially a deal on the horizon. But aside from that, I can't really say when or where. It'll be just as exciting to me when we see that somebody is wanting to do the deal, an announcement that would, one of the OEMs or something like that that is in operation today would be a terrific way for us to, start December. But I can't say that that's going to happen. And, it's something that when it does happen, we'll get an email or a phone call, and we'll sit down and huddle on the deal, and we'll see what we can announce. But it's not happening at the moment. And I know there's a lot of guys out there that have lost sight of the fact that this is a advanced project. That this is not something on the drawing board. It's an advanced project. We've proven what we've said, and it's very transparent. And the company is loaded up with cash and has a clear view to commercializing. There's nothing we can do about these COVID shutdowns or the rains here in the lower mainland that flooded everything out, and so transport is a little bit slow. But we're hoping to have all our long lead items in by the end of the year so that we can get started, building out the plant and producing from it. So that will be the demonstration plant. And you just keep going. I can't, I feel sorry for those guys. I know how much money I'm down. But I look at it this way. One guy said, I was looking at this as my retirement. Well, so am I, but I'm looking at a hell of a lot better price and payout than there is today, that's for sure. And it's, you know, I know what we got, so I'm able to sleep at night. And, you know, I know that markets are markets. They go up, they go down. And, you know, right now, you know, we're going down. And another guy wrote that, hey, you know, the predators are out of the market. Well, just because I'm not talking about them doesn't put them out of the market. To be very honest with you, the predators hate my guts. And I'm the only guy that shines a light on them every so often in my podcasts. And so they're not happy with that. And but they're alive and going strong on the predator side of the trading for the last, ever since I stopped talking about it. And they can hate my guts all the way to the poorhouse as far as I'm concerned. I'm not concerned about how much they hate me. Well, as long as they don't put a hit out on me, but right now it's got nothing to do with me. It's nothing to do with the great advancements we've made. It's all to do with the bullshit they can spread on the boards. And it's always about what we haven't done. And gee, I guess they forget that we do have an MOU with Idlevolt, or we have a potential MOU with Idlevolt, and that by itself would be worth over $120 million just in scrap value a year. So, you know, all I can say is that, you know, if you have to go back and read about the company. It's not a startup. It's not something that's failed in the testing. It's not something that's broke out of money. It's the fact of the matter is the company's in good shape, and we can ride out this storm, and there's probably a lot of selling going on people taking their losses for tax reasons. And hopefully we'll be buying back in again before December 25th. So it's just that kind of a market. You know, I don't blame the guys for getting concerned and worried about the stock. But they got to remember there's two types of stock out there. There's stuff that has, you know, strictly got hype on it, and there's companies that have real solid fundamentals behind it, and this company has a very solid fundamentals behind it. So I just want the guys not to worry too much. You know, if you don't need the money at the moment, then you have to make a decision whether you want to sell or not. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to tell you not to sell. I'm not going to tell you to buy. It's I don't know where the buying entrance will be, but I think we're very close to it. So that's my podcast for today, Jim. And you know, it's a bit of a rattling day, and you know, the Dow is down almost 1,000 points. Well, the whole market right across the board in the U.S., which closed early, was down over 2%. And so that's you know, and I noticed that the price on the QB board for Amy was, you know, down considerably today. It really took a beating, because I think that was because they knew that the market would be closing early, and they wanted to have a low price, and so they could manipulate the Canadian side. So, and it is manipulation, and it is predators. They're the ones that are taking the money out of your pocket and put it into theirs. That's all they're there for. They're not there to help the company. They're not there to raise money for the company. They're there to stop the company from advancing so that they can clean up. And but we're way beyond that now. You know, they caused a couple of market runs back in August of 2016. And then starting in December, late December last year, and that was because they lost control of their short position, and they had to start covering. And the Robin Hood guys recognized what was happening, or had been planning it all along, and the stock shot up. So this time, once again, it'll shoot up because these guys think that, you know, it's like trying the same thing over and over and over, that's a sign of insanity and getting the same result at the end of the day. But anyway, they can go to bed and throw darts at my picture if they have one, or my name if they just want to write it out. Then they can do that all weekend. As far as I'm concerned, it's the old saying: sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But they do hurt the shareholders, and I don't like that. And that's why I talk out against them. I do that for the shareholders, not necessarily just for myself. But I did a lot of studies on those, and there's a lot of crap going on in our market that shouldn't be happening. So, Jim, you have a good weekend.
Larry, for people who are new to American Manganese, what's the company all about?
The company's a critical metals company that developed a patented process for treating of very low grades of ore of manganese, and that was in the 2-3% range. And the aha moment came when Cometco recognized that the chemistries could be the same for the cathode materials and the lithium-ion batteries. And we went to work on that, and we've never had a backward step. So that's the cornerstone of the lithium-ion battery recycling. So we did have a big jump on everybody, and we've maintained that. We've gotten the patents, although people like to downplay patents. That's not true. And they'll find out at the end of the day that screwing around with somebody else's patent is very dangerous. And so I hope that nobody's doing that on our patents. And if you want to follow us, we've been very transparent, and everything that's happened in the company, our press releases and PowerPoints and everything are on our website, AmericanManganeseInc.com. I find that most people don't even bother reading that, and but they read the billboards. That's the last place you want to go for the truth. And or else you can phone me at 778-574-4444, or you can email me at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome, Jim.
I've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Our conversation took place November 26th. I'm Jim Goddard.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.